almost done in there.
Okay, and so tonight we have our first battle and only battle of the season. Thank you very much, everyone. We have plumbing versus electricity. And in this particular battle, we have Jeremiah A, who's on the side of electricity, and Jeremiah B, who's on the side of plumbing. And tonight we have electricity going first. And so can we get Jeremiah A up here on the stage to present the battle on electricity? So would you like to stand?
I will. I'll get back to
that. Thank you.
Yes, I have that. It's so exciting.
What?
I love it.
Electricity is the silent servant in our society. It serves and teaches. I can see in the dark with electricity. Electricity powers the Chevy Volt, which can go 40 whole miles before you have to recharge it. Oops, I should have cut that line.
Woo!
Electricity is responsible for the computer processors, telecommunication systems, and recorded audio. Without electricity, I would not be able to listen to speeches from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because there would have been no microphones present, no power in my laptop's battery, no fiber optic communication between the servers and my laptop. You could not have techno, dubstep, or electronic music without electricity. Beyond these important uses that bring us information for entertainment, everyone can agree that electricity is a drastic evolutionary force for good. Careless people that recklessly neglect the details of electrical safety will also be reckless in other areas of their lives. Safety around exposed electricity is the second lesson young children learn right after avoid touching hot things. People who ignore or disregard the proper use of electric power are a danger to us all because they do not know how to use power. Electricity has the courage to hurt such people, and in this way, they will learn that being reliable in small details is essential to being trustworthy with authority. What are the results of a person who is careless with indoor plumbing? He creates a sprinkler or a slip and slide. Accidental fun! And the result of this is Emperor Nero, who was playing a fun fiddle when he should have been using his power for good. Untrustworthy. Electricity teaches us to be better than his infamous example. Furthermore, electricity also knows when we have become too isolated. It knows when our communities are silently suffering. A power outage is often the only time you talk to your neighbors because you want to know if you are suffering alone. You see, electricity reminds us to reach out to others when our lives come upon hard times. In a recent example, last week electricity knew how many people were watching the Purdue basketball game alone. No one to cheer with, no one to high five. Electricity knew what people needed more than anyone knew themselves. So what does merciful and generous electricity say to that? It declares, I will force people to gather together and they will create new connections within their community. Therefore, I will leave for a little while. People will gather at public spaces, such as Schoolhouse of Chili, catering and delivery now available. A new community spirit will be born tonight. A wise move, electricity, and thank you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, what does indoor plumbing teach us? Come to the toilet all by yourself and find stress relief. You don't need anyone else in your life to be happy. An audacious claim. Plumbing isolates, disrupts, and hurts friendships. It divides our community into our own little worlds, but electricity has the unique ability to bring people together. Electricity always has your best interests in mind. It makes people become better individuals and unites us in our communities. Electricity is a teacher above all. So tonight, do not applaud, cheer, clap, congratulate, show your appreciation to, celebrate, praise, heckle, or not approvingly for these feeble words from my small mind. Instead, do all these for electricity and to show your deepest gratitude. Tonight, electricity, our Right Club salutes you.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much, Jeremiah A. Okay, so that was electricity, and keeping with that theme of all the comforts of home, we now have Jeremiah B. And it should be noted that this evening they are fighting for the title to respond to the name Jeremiah. The loser of this particular battle can no longer respond to the name Jeremiah for an entire year. If they do, especially in the house of the Knickerbocker, they have to buy the house around.
Yeah!
So let it be known. Plumbing, I bring you Jeremiah A.
Yeah!
Well, thank you, boys and girls. I'd like to have you take a little walk with me, a journey, if you will. After all, that's what a story is. It's a journey.
Amen.
So you little boys and girls, you get on up and take a walk with new Jeremiah. And we are gonna take a little walk through American history. The American dream, from the outhouse to the poorhouse to the nut house. Now I could stand up here and I could talk all night long about them there Greek and Roman bathhouses. We all know what went on in there.
Yeah.
I could talk about the Roman aqueducts and how they transported that there water. I could tell you that 2,800 years ago, King Minos of Crete had what was known as the first flushing toilet.
Oh my.
And as civilizations have grown and have fallen, that their toilet was lost until 1594, when Sir John Harrington built one at the palace at Richmond for his good old godmother, Queen Elizabeth. Yes, sir, a privy in perfection, it was called. But then again, you can get on to 1730 when old William Byrd had that outhouse with four, count them, four. Five circles, five holes in them there, outhouse there, it was so big. And they built two-story outhouses in case the first story hole froze during them there cold New York winters. Oh yeah, I could tell you about how they carved out wood logs and made their pipes and got themselves some copper and got themselves some plastic. And that is how plumbing was invented. Tell you about Thomas Jefferson and his system of pulleys and how he had them there slaves emptying those chamber pots from his pulley system in his indoor privy. And I could tell you that Ben Franklin imported the first bathtub from France. God bless his soul, I wish he would have used it. Oh, look at $100 bill, that old boy didn't wash. Oh yeah, but that's where our story takes a turn. Cause good old Dirty Ben, that's what they called him. Good old Dirty Ben, he didn't invent no electricity. He just discovered it. That's all, electricity been around forever. No invention, no born out of necessity. It was just there. Oh, I could blow you out of the water with names like Galvani and Volta and Watt and Westinghouse. No, Watt's not on second. Oh, I could talk about ampere and ohm, but then there's that dirty old bastard Thomas Edison and his light bulb. Oh, we were early to bed, and we were early to rise, and we worked while the sun shined. We made hay, and we had a good, simple life. Oh, with that light bulb led to industrialization and stress and pressure, and we needed to have factories. factories building them there things that people wanted, and demand increased, and it surpassed supply, and prices went up, and husbands had to work harder, and wives had to get them their jobs and leave the house to them kids. Oh, that dirty Tom Edison and his blasted light bulb. No good, a devil. A devil he was. Oh, yeah. Keeping up with them there Joneses down the street, them in their foothills, gotta have. That's when we discovered, what kind of house you want? Well, I want a bigger house. What kind of transportation you need? Well, I don't want no horse, I need a car. What kind of car you want? I want a faster car. What kind of kids you want? Better kids. And more kids cost more money, which meant more work, and me had more light bulbs burning. And we was wasting that energy. Oh yeah, spending our good hard American dollars. And then we got crazy. And what happened? We was working so hard, we got ourselves some crazy kids. They're fat. They got type 2 diabetes. They watch TV. They got childhood obesity, Xbox 360. And in the meantime, those Chinese kids are doing their homework and buying up American debt. Oh, yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't end there, no. Because in the end, we depressed. Oh, yeah, it's no recession. Oh, no. We depressed. So we got ourselves some Zoloft and some Paxil and some Cymbalta. Yeah. And a little bit of Viagra once in a while. But even that don't make you happy. And these kids are on their Ritalin. They on their Adderall. Folks, we in the nut house. And I gotta tell you, that makes me want shit. For that, I'm thankful for indoor plumbing. Thank you.
Yeah. Jeremiah A., please approach the stage. Okay, so we have Jeremiah A. and Jeremiah B. So we have electricity versus indoor plumbing. Since it's fresh on your mind, Jeremiah B., how many people vote that Jeremiah B. won that particular battle of electricity versus plumbing? Let's hear it up for Jeremiah B. Okay, Jeremiah A. for electricity?
Yeah!
Oh, that's I think you lost that electricity. You lost that. Jeremiah B.
It's been nice knowing you, Jerry.
Okay, now that battle was for acknowledging the name Jeremiah.
What did you have to do?
Now, how much leeway do you give in that? Can it be Jer? Can he acknowledge Jer?
I don't care. You people are.
Yeah, what do you want?
Benefit. If you catch him responding to Jeremiah in the Knickerbocker, he owes you a drink.
He owes you a drink.
Can you just randomly shout, Jeremiah, anymore? Can I get that?
Yeah, you can. If he looks at you,
he turns around.
I mean, that's. Hope your pocketbook's big. You said you worked at a prominent local company, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's give it up for the Jeremiahs again. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you very much.